And Tani Nami Yochel, remember like this also, that the Rashi says, the Mishnas Nebuchadnezzar V'yavu Madruch Nivla Shona. They missed the year there. The Tani Nami Yochel, V'yoyid Shona Acheres Lebovim, V'yom Adiru Yeshvash Lima. There was another year missing that he came to fix it up. So you see, they didn't have the exact count of a complete year, they counted half of years. And Omar Rav says after Neil Tor, even the Neil made a mistake in this Cheshbon. The Sivit says, Vishnas Achas Lamolchoi, Ani the Neil, Vinoisoi Besvarin. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Yud Beis. Mercer, the Italian Amiocho, so. Tani Nami Hochi, the Oid Shona Acheres Lebovel, the Yoma Do Yovesh Vashlima. That they made a cheshbon in the years that did not count the years complete. They counted a half a year like a year. Therefore, again, Achashverosh's cheshbon, even though he ruled for 14 years, the time to build the Beis Hamikdash was first after he got finished ruling. But Omar Rova, after Neil Toy Bahai Cheshbonah, the Neil also went to make the Cheshbon exactly when the 7 years are going to be up from Golas Bavel, and he also made a mistake exactly when the 7 years will be up. Yet still the pasuk says, "Bishnas achas lemolchay." After 1 year that he was a king, the molcha need the Neil. Binoisi basvarim. I was mayin. I started to meditate, think into the svarim. Now me the koma binoisi. Since he said he started to think into it, nechladu tor. Mashmi also first made a mistake, and he wanted to know why he made a mistake. So it wasn't so simple to make the cheshbon exactly when the 70 years are up. For the Gemara, though, really it's a steer in the psukim. Nikomokim kosher kuradadi. There's a steer in the psukim. When do you start counting the 70 years to say that Hashem will make build the bayis sheni? Ksiv one pasuk says melois lebovel. The end of 70 years from bovel, which is mashma from the king of Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, 70 years after Nebuchadnezzar became king, that's when there'll be the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Lechorbos Yerushalayim. You don't start counting from the beginning of the Malchus of Bavel, of Nebuchadnezzar, but rather you start counting by the Chorbos Yerushalayim, when the whole Yerushalayim was completely destroyed, which was a time after that. Rashi says, Uksiv, the Sefer Daniel, Lemalas Lechorbos Yerushalayim, Shivim Shona. In 70 years after Yerushalayim was Chorav. So when do you go? When is the 70 years counted from? So where it says, Oh my Rav, Lepki Debialma. That's only that Hashem will come to remember us. So Drashi, Lepki Debialma, V'yoma Lefi, Meleis Lebovim, Shivim Shona Efkereskan. After 70 years from the Malchus of Bovim, that's when Hashem will remember us. V'kak Hoysa, Shenifkudu Ba'ashona Achas Lekirish Melech Pras. That Hashem remembered us the first year that Koresh became king. She yishnas ayin aleph the kibush yoyakim. She approached the bubble al Yisrael. That was the 71st year, like when they approached the Yisrael a bubble on Yisrael. So that year came the pkid Hashem remembered us. But the first, the 7 years wasn't up till a year later, till 70 years after Chorvus Yishlayim. After Yishlayim was Chorv. Finally, says that's what the pasuk says. Koyama Kurish, this is what Kurish said, Melech Pras, that Kol Mamlechay Sorat Horetz Nosem Li Hashem Alakei Hashemayim. Hashem gave me all the land to rule over, V'upokad Olai Livnois Lei Bayis Bishlayim. And he pocket, he came to me, that's reminding me to tell me that I should help build the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. That's called the Pkida Hashem remembered us after 70 years of Bavel, but the actual binyan took another year later, until 70 years after the Churbois of Yerushalayim. Dorash of Nachman, Bar Rav Chizda, my desir, what does the pasuk say? Koyamar Hashem leMeshicha leKerush. This is what Hashem said His Mashiach to Kerush. For the Gemara, leKerush Asher hechzakti biyaminoi, and he's holding on with my right hand. For the Gemara, vechi Kerush Mashiach haya was mekayach Mashiach. So Drashi Mashiach means nimshach. Kama Shemana Mishcha, like we see appointed a king with the Shemana Mishcha, used a special oil they put over him. Koresh was like a guy, he didn't have the Shemana Mishcha. So why does Hashem call it L'Mashicha L'Koresh? To the one that was anointed, Koresh, he wasn't anointed. Ella, and it's like this. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mashiach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to the Mashiach and said like this, Kaibul ani lecho al Kairish. Now really I have complaints for you against Kairish. So Rashi, Kaibul ani lecho, vachy koma, Kaibul ani shalom Mashiachoi, lekos asher zati viminoi. Now Hashem is talking to the Mashiach, I have complaints for you against Kairish. Then what? Ani amarti, I told Kairish, who yivne beisi, he should build the beisi mikdash hasheni. V'yikovet gliyosi, and will gather together all the Jews to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. V'u'amar, and Kairos just said, Mi bochem mikol ami v'yayl. Like, where are all the Jews? Let them go up. But he didn't complete what he was supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't say he'll build it. He just said, let them all go up. Rashi, Mi bochem mikol ami v'atzmar l'nishtad v'dover. He himself didn't help so much Kairos. He just said, if the Jews want to go build, I'm not going to stop you. I'll let you build. But he himself didn't do what he was supposed to. Like really, Yeshiva was, he was supposed to be there, building of the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Right, now back to the Megillah Esther. Pasuk says, Chel Pras Umodai, Hapartamin. Uksiv, another Pasuk says, Lamalche Modai Pras. Scorch Astira. In the first Pasuk it says, Chel Pras Umodai, Hapartamin. As if to say, Chel, the kings come from Pras, or Modai Hapartamin, the governors come from Modai. Uksiv, next pasuk says, L'malchei Modai, Mashma, the kings come from Modai. Upras is not the kings, the governments come from Pras. So Manashach, where do the kings come from? Did the kings come from Modai, or did the kings come from Pras? So Marova, Rova says, Asnu ya asnu ba'adodi. They both made conditions between one and the other, and they said like this, I minon malchei, if we appoint a king from you, minaychu ifrachu, from us will appoint the governor. In other words, Pras and Modai made up. One year they'll take the king from Pras, and then the governor will come from Modai. And the other way, V'minaychu Malchei, and the other way, this year Modai will have the king, then Minon Efachi, from the other one, from Pras, will be the governor. So the kids, Melech and the king and the governor, one was from one. One was from Modai, one was from Pras. Rashi says, Ksir Pras or Modai apartamin. Somach apartamin made to Modai. It says the governor next to Modai. Oksiv l'malchei modai upras. Samach malchei etzim modai. Malchei for modai was the king. Sorry, you have both. Teretz was, yes, there was both. They made a condition between both of them that one year you'll have the king, we'll have the governor. And the other way, whenever one had one, the other one had the other one. Right. Baharois es oysher kvoid malchusai. When he was showing off his riches. Oysher kvoid malchusai. Omer Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, this was Achashverosh by his Suda, his Mishnah that he made, he was showing off all his riches. Is Omer Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, Malam, when it comes to teach us, Shelovash Big Dekuna. Achashverosh himself put on the Big Dekuna. Sadrashi Shehoye Biyodoi, Shom Big Dei, Koyin Godel. Shehaviyam Yushlayim, they brought to Achashverosh from the Beis HaMikdash, the Big Dei Koyin Godel, and Achashverosh put it on. Ksiv Hoch, here the Pasuk says, Yikor Teferus Kudulose. That's what it says by Esther. In Megillah Esther. Well, Ksiv Hoch, it says in the Pasuk, by Big Day Kohen Gadol, Lechavod Ul Sepharis. So Mashma, Kavod Ul Sepharis goes on the Big Day Kohen Gadol. So that's what Achashverosh put on. Vaitu Vimlois HaYom Imoyla. When it ended off these days, finished these days, is Rav or Shmuel. So Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chadoma Melech Tikechoye. One says Achashverosh was a smart king. The Chadom, one says, Melech Tipeshoi, he was a shaiti, he was a fool, Achashverosh. Man, the Yom Melech Tikeichoi, the one that says Achashverosh was a smart person. Shapir Rovid, he did very good. The Korah Vechika, first he made a mishti, he made a party for the people living far away, Bereisha. The Korah Vechika, Bereisha, first he made for the faraway people. The Bnei Bos, why? Because the Bnei Mosti, the people living in his own town near him, in case they'll get angry at him or whatever, any problem will run into him, he could always be Mephias them later. Mashenk and the faraway peoples, he wants to get them on his side. So first he went to invite the faraway people to get them on his side, and then he'll worry about the people around him. Like it says, first he made a big party for the people living far away, and then later he first made the party for his own city. Now some say that was a good thing. Oman de Yamatipashar, the one that says no, he was a fool, the Boyle Lekruve B'nei Masi Ibrahim. Because he should have first invited the people from his city first. First be Makar and become close to the people that live around you. Why? The Mordu Behanich, Hanihu the Kaimabhadi, Pade, let's say the other people living far away are going to rebel against you, so who's going to protect you? See, if you have the people around you on your side, they'll protect you. But if you first worry about the people far away, it's not safe, then the people around you are not your friends yet, it's not safe, maybe other people will rebel against you and you won't have anybody to protect you. That's why it was a foolish thing to do. You should have first been the carib, invite the people around you, make sure they're on your side first. Sh'alu Talmidav Esim Shur Ben Yechoy. The Talmidav Esim Shur Ben Yechoy. Nifneiman is Chayvoy Seneim Shah Yisrael. Like how come it says the enemies of the Jews, but really it means the Jews themselves. How come the Jews themselves were Nishaivu had a Chiv Shevoy Seador Kliya? How come there's such a Gzeira, Homan put such a Gzeira, Lahashim and Laharag as Kula Yehudim? Like how come there's such a Gzeira degree that all the Jews should be killed out? What did they do wrong, that generation, that they deserved to have such a Gzeiron to be killed out? So Omar Lahem, so Rav Shimon Gamliel said back to them, Omar Atem, let me hear what you have to say. The Talmidim came to ask the Rebbe. So Rebbe says, first let me hear what you have to say. Omar Lois, the Talmidim answered back to Shimon Ben Yechoy, Mifnei Shenenu Misudosa Shloisha Rosha. You know what they did so wrong? They enjoyed the Suda from Achashverosh. And we spoke that yesterday. The time that they said the enjoyment was that Achashverosh took out the kelim from the Beis Hamikdash, he wore the Kohen Gadol, the Big Day Kohen Gadol, it should have bothered a Jew. A Jew that sees such a thing, sees the Big Day Kohen Gadol, that used to be used the Kedusha V'Tarah, now a prostate king goes and puts it on, it should have bothered them. How come they had enjoyment from the Suda? That was their Vera. They shouldn't have had enjoyment. In fact, they enjoyed the meal, the Suda, is a riot. They didn't have any, it didn't bother them about the Big Day Kohen Gadol, about the clear Kimigdash. They didn't care about Hashem. Because of that, they deserve to be killed out. So the Rebbe asked back, Shimon Nechoyim came, Shebeshushan Yehogu. True, all the Jews that went to the Suda that were in Shushan, they should have been killed out. The Jews are the places that did not go to the Suda. They should have not been killed out. How come the Gzeir was to kill out all the Jews? Is Omru Lo Yemer? So Talmidim says, okay, but Rav Shimon Nechoy, let's hear you tell us now, what do you have to say? He said back to them, Mivnei Sheshtachim L'Tzelem. Because all the Jews at that time were bowing down to the Tzelem, to the idol. Trashi remained the Nebuchadnezzar. The times of Nebuchadnezzar, he made a Tzelem, an idol, gaffed about down to him. So since the Jews were worshipping Avodah Zarah, that's why they were all Mechliyev Tav Kliyev, to be wiped out. Omru Loi, so they said back to the Rebbe, V'chimasui Ponim Yesh B'dover. Like Rashi says, Eich Zochu L'Nes. Like, how come the Mezuchah didn't have a Nes then? The Chimasa Pon Yesh B'dover. Like, if that's the reason they did, it is such a bad chet that they worshiped the Boyd Zorom, so how come the Mezuchah that Mordechai, that such a Nes happened? Is Omar Lehem, he answered back to them, Holo Osuela Lefnin. That really the Jews, they weren't really bowing down to Avodah Zarah, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Like Rashi says, Hey Moslef Nimiro. The reason why they bowed down was they had fear from the Nebuchadnezzar. So really it wasn't the biggest Avera. They were only doing because they had fear. Is Mela Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Yosri Moi Melef Nim. HaKodesh Baruch Hu also only made this Gzera back to them to scare them, but not really to kill them out, like happened. Haman made the scaring, he made the Gzera, he scared them all, but the Maisa, they weren't killed out. Vayna the Siv, that's what the Pasuk Necha says, Kiloyonim Alivoy, that Hashem only had in his mind, in his heart, he was thinking to give them, to wipe them out. But the Maisa, he never really wanted to do it. It's the same way when the Jews bowed down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, they didn't really want to worship Avodah Zarah. The owner did it because they were afraid of him, so Hashem also just wanted to make them afraid of Hashem. So that's why the Gzeirah of Haman went through, but Lamaisa, he didn't kill anybody. Right. Still, if the Chet was that bad, they shouldn't have got the Einish. The Chet wasn't that bad.
That's when Nechamed Shuv also helped.
But the Bechotzar Ginas Bison HaMelech, the Pasuk says, Rabbi Shmuel, Chadomar, it says three things. In the Chotzar, that's outside, Ginas, that's the garden, and Bison, that's the palace. So where were they? Were they in the Chotzar, the courtyard, were they in the garden, or were they in their palace itself? So Rabbi Shmuel, Chadomar HaRoyal LeChotzar LeChotzar. People that their status was to be in the Chotzar, in the courtyard, that's what they got. Haroi Lagina Lagina, people that are more choshev, they went into the garden, they sat in the garden. And Haroi Labis Labasim, people that were zeichah to go into the palace itself, they went into the palace. And it's not, there were three different types of people. The Chadam one says no. Hoi Shivon V'chotzer. First he put the party, made the party in the courtyard. V'loheh Zikoson, there wasn't enough room there. Begina, then they all moved into the garden again. There was no room in the garden either for everybody. Achechnisan the Beiston, until finally brought everybody into the palace. And the palace was so big, in the palace there was room for everybody. The Masnisaton, in the Brice, we learned like this. Hoishivon the Chotzer. He put them into the Chotzer, into the courtyard. Oposachlem, Shneik Sachem. And in the courtyard there were two doors, two entrances. Echo the Gina, one door opened up into the garden. The Echo the Basin, one opened up into the house, into the palace. So there was no Sphere in the Psukim. Everybody Taka went into the Chotzer, into the courtyard. Just in the courtyard itself, there were two doors there. One door leads you into the Gina, and one door leads you into the Basin. Right, then the Megillah says, Chur Karpas Ascheles. This is what he had, how he decorated his house with tables by the party. So that's what this. My chur. What does it mean, chur? Rava ma chori chori. It means good network, linen network. He had like good tablecloths. Trashi chori chori maisei machet. Meleches hamatsoye soye sasuya nekoven. It was holes there. A good network made out of sewing. That's how he made the tablecloths. Ushmul omar milas levono hetziu lehem. He put in front of them a white trashi milas levono chur loshin chibur. White. It was like a white cloth. He put white tablecloth. He put that in front of them. Karpas. What does karpas mean? Omer Reb Yosi bar Chanina. Korim shel pasim. He put down like velvet or blankets. Pillows. That's Korim Shopasim. Vaita Glile Kesef. What does Glile Kesef mean? The Amude Shesh. And Mitoi Zova Kesef. That's the Pasuk says. Glile Kesef, the Amude Shesh, Mitoi Zova Kesef. Is Tanya, the Yudu Aina, Haroi Le Kesef Le Kesef. People that deserve to have silver, a silver bed here, a silver chair, got silver. Haroi Le Zov Zov. The one that deserved to have a golden one got golden one. So Rashi says a royal kesev, mitoy zov a kesev kedorish. It says both. The beds were made out of gold and made out of silver. Sar haruya lezov lezov gruila kesev. A more bigger prince, he got a golden bed, and the one not so choshev one, he got a silver one. Oh my Lord, Reb Nechemya, im came. If that's the pshat here, atomato kina besuda. You're making a kina in this meal, like to come to eat one another. How can you do that? It can't be. Elohim shall kesef for raglayim shall zov. It means the bed itself was made out of silver, just raglayim, its feet was made out of gold. That's what it was. Bahat, the postuk says, vashesh. That, what does bahat mean? Bahat means like green, and then vashesh, it was linen. Omer Rabasi, avonim, it had stones, shemish, it reflects back on the vinyl. It's such a precious stone it was. Trashim mechayz abalayim rich bosalahem bavonim chatutas klema shloiboli they odim ele b'terich. You have to work very hard to get this precious stone. Shemechatan marzirin balayim achrein, that the owners have to run after the stone. At shemaitzim meisim b'dam mikorim. In other words, the owner has to work very hard to get such a stone. They use very, very precious stones. V'cheinu oim, a pasuk also says in Zechariah like this, avnei nezer misnei sosreis alad mosoi. That is very choshev stones. Right, the v'dar v'seichoris, it says, v'dar v'seichoris, what does that mean? Rav oma dori dori. It was rolls, he had rolls one in front of another. Trashi shure shure soviv the Sechor, rows and rows. Yeshmul Omar Evan Toivo Yesh Bekarchiyom. There's a very precious stone that's on the other side of the ocean. The Dora Shmo, its name is Dora. And he took this precious stone, this precious diamond, Hoyeshiva Biemsa Suda. And Achashverosh put this diamond, this precious stone, in the middle of the Suda. It made the whole city, the whole room, lit up like mamash in the afternoon. Scheres means lashon of light. It lit up the room very sharp because of this precious stone. The very of Yishmael Tana. Shekoro dror lechol bale scher. What it means to say the pasuk dror v'secheres means he gave freedom to all the business people. In other words, he freed them from the taxes. Any business you do now, you don't have to pay taxes for. That's lashon dror lechol bale scher. He freed all the business people. Then the prophet says, "Vahashkoy speklizov." They drank from golden kalim. The kalim and kalim shenim. Each cup was different. One cup was different than the other cup. The kalim and kalim shenim. Yeah. Now, in fact, Gemara mishunim iboyle. It should have said the different one from the other. What do you mean shenim? It should have said kalim and kalim mishunim. They're different. So where it says, "Omar Rova yotus abaskol." Abaskol came out. The Omrulahem, and said like Tachashverosh like this, Rishonim Kolu Mifnei Kelim. We had before Baal Shelter before, after he had the Cheshbon of 7 years, he brought out his Kelim from the Beis Hamikdash and started to use it. And he was killed because of that. So the first ones, Baal Shelter, used the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, they got destroyed because of it. The Yatim Shoinim, and you now, Tachashverosh, you're doing the same thing over again. You're taking these kelim from the Beis Hamikdash and you're using it like for your own purpose by your Suda. So something's going to happen to you also. That's the lashon of the kelim. The kelim shayne means they did this avera a second time, that these goyim are using the kelim from the Beis Hamikdash. The yayin malchus, then it says lashon of a king's wine. What's yayin malchus? Rav Omar, that the yayin malchus rav, there's a lot of wine. Ravom Yain Malchus Rav. Omar Rav, Rav says, Malamid, come to teach us, Shekol Echod V'Echod Ashkeyu Yain Shegodl Himenu B'Shonim. Every single person drank wine that the wine was older than him. The guy was 50 years old, he had wine 51 years old. The guy was 65 years old, he had wine 66 years old. Everybody drank wine that was older than him. Then the Pasuk says, V'Ashtiya Kados. They drank wine according to the law, the way you're supposed to drink. Ain't Einish, you can't refuse. So the Mara Mai Kedos, what does it mean like the law? Omer Rav Chonin, Mishum Remeya, Kedash Shal Torah. It meant they drank like the din of the Torah is. What does that mean? Ma Dash Shal Torah, just like by the Torah, Achila Meruba Mishtiya. When you brought Kabonis by an animal, there's more meat to be burnt on the Mizbeach than the Mishtiya of the Yayin. There's more achila than shtiya drinking. Is af sudasa shaloisa rasha. Who are then by this suda, even though it only talks about how much wine he brought, but you should know, achila mruba mishtiya. There was much more teeth there than just the wine to drink. Shrashi kadasha teira, achilas mizbeach mruba mishtiya. Par ushloisha srainim serlas lachila. Vanessa chatiahim. But there's more achila by the mizbeach than you have by the shtiyah, just by the nesa, just by the yayin. So that was the shtiyah kedas means as much as you drank, you ate much more. Einoinis, what does it mean einoinis? We don't force you like. Is omar rebeloza, malamish kolechud viechud ashkeyo miyayin midirosoi. Everybody got wine from his own medina. Shrashi yayin horogu boy. V'lo yishachru, you shouldn't get shikr from that. Elofi ritzoinoi. You got wine that you like. Everybody got his own Hamish wine that he liked. Lasas kisoin ishvish. What do you mean they did the rots and the will of everybody? Omar Rava, it means lasas kirotsoin Mordechai v'Haman. They did according to the will of Haman and Mordechai. Trashi kirotsoin Mordechai v'Haman. Heimo yusori yamashkim amishta. They were the heads of the mishta was Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai, the Chassid, how do we know Mordechai was the head by the Mishnah there? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Ish Yehudi, says Ish Yehudi. That goes on Mordechai. And Haman is Ish Tsar of Oyiv.
Weiter. Gam vashti yamalchus, the posit says, also saw mishta, noshim beis amalchus. Weißt du, das Poshti learns with the big tenua, that mom is separate parties. That Achashverosh made a party for the men, and Vashti Amalka, the big tenua, she made a party for herself, for the ladies by herself. Beis Amalchus. So Gemara says, Beis Hanoshim Iboyla, if she was really a tenua, like a nice lady, it should have meant she made a party for the ladies. Why does it say Beis Amalchus? Omarovo Shneim Litzvara Vereniskavnu. No, Vashti had in mind to have men there also. She also wanted to have a good time with the men. And then within Achashverosh the phony, even though he invited men, he also had ladies there also. Both of them had in mind to do znus, to do niskavdu lavera. Hainu diyamrish, this is what people say. Iyo bakari, the man plays around with big pumpkins. The yisus son is